Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
Capacity is a state of mind is a mantra that I have always believed in. I believe that as a human being, time, what I can complete, what I can fulfill is completely malleable, right? We're in a different time-space reality now than we've ever been in before. And I really do believe that time expands or contracts based on whatever is required during that time. And, you know, people have funny thoughts about this. They often say, you know, I haven't got time, will there be a better time for that? Whereas, you know, time doesn't even really exist in the way that we believe, because the future belongs to no one. The future is just an idea. And the only thing that's real is this present moment. And if you ever think, gosh, everything's piling up, I'll never have time to do it all, this could be particularly timely. See what I did there? For you today. And it's a scenario I just want you to imagine. Okay. So picture me saying to you right now, I have a very, very special invitation for you. It's you and me and a private jet going to a 5-star resort in the world, to the place that you most want to visit. Everything is taken care of, right? All expenses are paid. There is nothing for you to do apart from pack a bag and bring your passport. That is all you have to do. It is a vacation of a lifetime, totally dream escape. Anything you can picture that could be the most dreamy, drool-worthy, oh my gosh, is this even real? Getaway I'm making available to you right now, right? I got the invitation. All you have to do is say yes, and then off we trot into the sunset together for the most unbelievable experience of our lives. Are you picturing it? Are you just imagining yourself maybe in the mountains or on a beach somewhere with the most delicious food and drink available, you and me just laughing, hanging out on sun lounges or in ski boots, whatever a dream getaway means to you? Hopefully you're picturing that. You can feel it. You can smell the air. You can taste the drink. You can see the amazing fresh fruit. Whatever it is that's dreamy, dreamy, dreamy for you, picture it now, please, because we're about to go for a week together. There is one catch, my friend. There is one catch. And that is, we leave tonight. The private jet takes off at midnight tonight. So whatever it is that you have to do between now and 7 days from now, because we're going away for a week, well, I suppose it has to be done today. Why am I giving you this example, this potential scenario? It's because whenever something, oh, desire-worthy comes along and you have to act quickly, it's funny how a whole lot of work, tasks, chores, items on your get-to-do list just get complete because you want something. I remember when I had a corporate job, I used to take 2-week vacations, very unpopular in America, but I always thought I was generous by taking them because I'd show others how it can be done and that it can be done. And I remember just say I was leaving, you know, on a Friday. Up until that Friday morning, I would get it all done, right? I would write all my emails, do all of my follow-ups, log all of my reports that were required, update everybody on what needed to be done when I was out. I would get it done so that those 2 weeks off were as stress-free as possible. And as best I could, I would essentially do 2 weeks of work leading up to the time I was about to take off within a really condensed period of time. The reason this is such a helpful scenario, I think of how you'd scramble to get so much done, is because you are far more capable of doing than you're probably believing right now. There are things that you can do more quickly. There's actions that you could execute today that aren't in your calendar for today because they're planned for the future. And the reason I really want to highlight this is because you are capable of doing a lot. The things that get in our way is sloppy thinking, beliefs around what takes a lot of time. Because when there's no time. There's literally no time because we leave tonight. You got to get things done before midnight. There is no space for sloppy thinking. There is no space for, but is this good enough? Can I do it? Should I change it? Let me think about it. Let me go to the fridge and have a couple of baby bells and figure out whether or not I, you know, I did the right thing there, and then go back and change it. And then wait, look, maybe I'll come back to it tomorrow. We eliminate our ego. We eliminate the capacity to overthink. There is no space for the nonsense that fills our minds when we are on a tight deadline, especially working towards a fixed desire. So, I mean, I'd love to give you that invitation one day, and look, who knows, maybe one day we'll do it together. But why don't you create your own fast action desires? Create your own reward. Give yourself something to look forward to. Really activate that desire within you. Maybe you'll get opportunities like this here and there in your life, but we don't want to rely on things outside of us, deadlines, you know, being placed upon us in order to get a whole lot done. People ask me all the time how I manage to be so productive, right? How I create a lot and still have a lot of free time. And yes, I have automation in my business. I rely a lot on systems. I don't want to have a big team. I'm very clear on who I am as an entrepreneur, but I can tell you this. My biggest productivity hack is my confidence, meaning my decision to not be sloppy with my thinking, to refuse to overthink, to simply act over mulling over a million options and a million outcomes. Clarity comes through action. Magic comes through action. When we act, the universe acts, right? It's when we're thinking, when we're hemming and hawing, when we're not committing. Stuff can take a lot of time. So let me ask you this. If we were leaving tonight for the most dreamy vacation of your life, how much could you really squeeze in today? And why don't you do it anyway? Until next time, my friends. Love and ease. If you like this episode, you'll love my free workshop called Become Your Own Life Coach. Head on over to becomeyourownlifecoach.com now, and I'll teach you how to coach yourself through any of life's problems. I'll see you there.